Today's shiur, we're going to analyze some of the basic ideas of Kinyan Kesef. And we're going to do that through looking at the sugis here in the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Azov, through the Gemara at the beginning of Azov, see what we can learn about the idea of Kinyan Kesef. The Mishnah starts, Azov Kones HaKesef, HaKesef and Kones Azov. The Gemara explains that what's meant by a kesef is azov kones kesef. If there's an exchange going on between zov, dinrei zov, gold coins, and kesef, dinrei kesef, silver coins. So the exchange is taking place. So the question is which half of the deal finalized the deal? It means if the person who is receiving the gold coins and has to pay the silver coins, when he receives the coins, the deal is finalized. However, if the person gives the silver coins and he has not yet received the gold coins, the deal is not finalized. The same is true. The Mishnah goes through many cases, and it says, "Amatalkin kones amatpeya, matpeya enu kones amatalkin." This is the general rule of the Mishnah, that the object that is being bought is, well, like metaltolin, something with anything which is being bought, that finalizes the deal. And however, the payment does not finalize the deal. It means when we have two parts of every mechira. Every sale has two parts. The person who is buying, the buyer, receives the item which he's interested in buying, and he makes kin on it, and that, and because of that, he's required to pay. So the two halves of the deal are the acquisition and the payment. The question is always which half is finalized the deal, the acquisition or the payment. And the claw of the Mishnah is that the acquisition finalized the deal, the payment does not finalize the deal. The question always that we have to determine which half of the deal is actually the acquisition and which half is the payment. In a general sale, when we're selling all types of items which are for use, so we understand clearly that if someone buys fruit or someone buys vessels, that what they're buying is actually the item and the payment is the money. However, when there are two coins changing hands, so there the Mishnah has to determine for us which one is actually the payment and which one is actually being bought. And the claw of the Mishnah is always that whatever item is considered to be the item which is being sold, that the Kinyan and that finalize the deal. And the other one, which is considered the payment, that does not finalize the deal. And therefore we get the claw of Azov Kones HaKesef, HaKesef Enu Kones Azov, that the Zov is what the Gemara calls Peiri, and the Kesef is what the Gemara calls Tiva. Peiri is the item which is being bought, Tiva is the payment. So therefore, Zov, in the exchange between Zov and Kesef, the Zov is considered what we're buying, and the Kesef is considered how we're paying. And therefore, we get the halach of the Mishnah, HaZov Kones HaKesef, HaKesef and Kones HaZov. If someone makes a Meshicha on the Zov, he's Kone the Zov, that finalized the deal, and is Mechayev, the person, the payment, and we can no longer be, like the Rashi says, we can't be Chayzer anymore, we can't renege on the deal is final. And he's obligated to pay. However, if someone advances the payment, he gives first the Kesef, and he did not yet receive the Zov, then the person could still go back on the deal, he can renege on the deal, because only the payment has been done, and the actual acquisition of the Chayfetz has not been done. So therefore, we get the halacha of Azov Kones HaKesef, HaKesef and Kones HaZov. And the same is true with HaMetalpon Kones HaMetbeya, HaMetbeya and Kones HaMetalpon. If someone makes a Kinyan on the Metalpon, so then the deal is finalized and he's obligated to pay. If he pays in advance and he has not yet made a Kinyan on the Metalpon, then the deal is not finalized and he can still renege on the deal. Now the Mishnah uses the lesson of kaina. Kaina, when we use the word kaina, Kanya is a word of acquisition. It becomes mine. So the question is that the Gemara poses later is the lashon of kaina. As far when we say hazov kaina es hakesef, I mean it really is not meduyuk, because if we're in this trade where we're trading, a person's trading, he's bartering one dinar zov for 20 dinar kesef, 25 dinar kesef, and he and we give over the dinar zov, he made a kinyan. So he's not actually kinda the dinrei kesef. They don't become his yet. He's just the person who bought the dinrei zov is now required to pay. The same way, and when someone comes in and buys something, and he makes a kinyan, so he's required to keep up the deal. So he's required to pay. However, it's not an actual kinyan. There's no acquisition of the money. And the Gemara says on this that really when azov kinda es hakesef means mechayev es hakesef. He's not actually kind of the kesef, even if we have specific matbeis which he's going to pay with here in front of us. However, he doesn't actually, when the kaina is kaina the zov, the makna is not kind of the kesef. He just gets a schus in the kesef, and the person is required. So therefore, even though the Mishnah says kaina, what it actually means is mechayev. That means that he's obligated to give the kesef. And like we explained, what it actually means is that the deal is finalized. When the kinyan and the dobra nikna has taken place, the deal is finalized, and the kinder, the buyer, is now obligated to pay whatever they made up, the price which they made up for the object of sale. So, because of this mechayev, the fact that we changed the kinder to mechayev, there's a question which is asked by many. Rav Shlomo Hyman asked it in this fashion. In his Sefer Chiddush Rav Shlomo, his question as follows. The Gemara says later that if somebody does pay in advance, so in order to renege on the deal, he has to accept the klal of Mishapar. That means that when a person does pay in advance, he really is obligated to, he's obligated to keep up the deal. And if he reneges on the deal, he has to take a klal of Mishapar. So actually, even when someone gives kesef, we can say that's not final. However, it definitely obligates him. It obligates him. He has a possibility to go back, but it does obligate him. So therefore, therefore he asks, why does the Mishnah say HaKesef Koines Azov, which means Mechayev Azov, Azov Koines HaKesef, Mechayev is HaKesef, but HaKesef Ein Koines Azov. Ein Koines would mean Ein Mechayev. He says, according to the Gemara, it seems not to be true, because although it's not final, however, if we were translating the Mechayev, when the person does pay, he is obligated to finalize the deal. So therefore, if Hazov Kanes HaKesef meant that he actually was kind of the Kesef, then I can understand Hazov Kanes HaKesef, HaKesef and Kanes HaZov. However, if Kanes really only means Mechayev, what you're obligated. So Hazov Kanes HaKesef means you're obligated to pay, and when you take the money, you're also obligated to uphold the deal. So if you renege, you have to take a Mishapara. So therefore, once we retranslated Kanes to mean Mechayev, so the same way Hazov is Mechayev as HaKesef, HaKesef is Mechayev as HaZov. So in order to understand the basic difference between the obligation which a person has when he is kind of the chayfetz, which obligates him to pay, and the obligation which the seller has when he takes the money, which does obligate him to deliver the chayfetz, so we have to delve deeper into the idea of kinyan kesef in general. Gemara later brings the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Which kinyan is the kinyan midaraisa? It's between the two kinyan, Meshicha and Kesef. Rav says that Meshicha Mufresh Meratar, that in order to finalize a kinyan, we need dafka kinyan mishicha, which is when the person who wants to be kind of the object brings in its reshus, that's a kinyan meshicha, and that's when the deal is finalized. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Dvar Torah Mois comes. Midaraisa, the deal is final when the buyer pays the seller for the yachta. Now, although seemingly Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish both agree that there are two parts of the kinyan. One part is that the buyer takes the item which is being bought into his possession, and the second part is that the buyer pays the seller for the chayv that he took into possession. The question is which of these two parts of the kinyan actually finalizes the deal. As we see, Tosfos Bechoris asks, according to the Man D'Omar that holds that Dvar Torah Mois Koines, how is one going to be Koina Matona, present, where there is no payment? Or how can someone be Koina Metzia, something Hefker, where there is no one being Machna? And Tosfos says that where there is no Kesef, Kul El Mamoida, that Mashiach is Koina. And I think the idea is that it's not only that the Torah gave us an alternate kinyan. In general, the kinyan is kesef, but there's an alternate kinyan in cases where kesef doesn't work, because there is no kesef, you can make meshicha. Rather, the idea is that when it's a unilateral kinyan, there's only one half of the kinyan, there's no mois transferring hands, so then clearly the deal will be finalized with the meshicha alone, because that's the entire transaction is the koina getting the item which is being nikta. In matana, once the nois of matana, the person who's giving the present, gave the present to the mekabel matana, and the mekabel matana, the person who accepted the present, made a kinyan, the deal's final. However, in a mechira, where it's a bilateral deal of two parts, that means that each one has an obligation. The mecher, the seller, is obligated to deliver the goods. And the lekeach, the buyer, is obligated to pay. There the question is, when is the deal finalized? When the seller meets his obligation and delivers the goods, which is when the buyer makes a kinyan meshicha, or is it when the seller meets his obligation and pays for the goods, even though he has not yet received the goods from the buyer, from the seller? And therefore, that's the question. Is mois koines the mois? It's not regular mois. It's the mois of the mois of the mecher, the mois of the deal, the mois which was stipulated in the deal. That finalized the deal, or is meshicha koine? And the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is which half of the deal actually finalizes the deal: the kinyan of the chayfetz or the payment. Lamaisa, Rabbi Yochanan also holds that mirabona laloch lamaisa. There's a din meshicha. That means that mois enim koines. Even though in the deraisa din, the deal will be finalized when we pay. However, as the Gemara said, since there's a gzeira shamayim la nisbuchi techem baalia, that if we allow the deal to be finalized with the payment, there's a possibility that the seller will say that, I'm sorry, I can't deliver the goods, there was a fire, there was an oinus, and therefore the buyer will lose. So the Rabbanan made a takana that even though Dvar Torah Mois Koines, Mid Rabbanan we need Meshicha. So it comes out both according to Reish Lakish and according to Rabbi Yochanan, Lamaisa Meshicha is Koine in a Mekach. That means that the finalization of the Mekach is only al yedei the Meshicha. It's only when the buyer actually receives the goods. Therefore, with that we can start understanding the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Azov Koines HaKesef, HaKesef Eni Koines HaZov. Like we explained before, the idea is that we said that the Zov has become the item which is being bought, or the Peri, as the Gemara calls it. The kesef is the tiva, or the money with which we pay the payment. The zav is what's being bought, and the kesef is the payment. So when we say hazav koines hakesef, means that meshicha is koine. When when the Lekeach is koina this off, the deal is finalized. True, that even though the deal is finalized, the buyer doesn't own, the seller doesn't own the kesef yet. He still has to be, he still has to be paid. But koina means the deal is finalized. It's final, and he must pay. Hakesef ein koina is off. Even though, as we will see, as we have seen, that when somebody paid, one half of the deal has taken place, and in after a fashion, it is mechayev the moicher to give the chayfetz. In other words, half of the deal has taken place, and the deal is mechayev that he should give the chayfetz. However, since he could be chayzer, it's possible for him still to renege. The deal has been finalized. So when we say Eina Koina, even though it is Mechayev, but it's Eina Koina, it doesn't finalize. So the Mechayev of being Mechayev the payment is different than the Mechayev of being Mechayev delivering the goods. The Mechayev of being Mechayev the payments of Zav Koina Kesef means it's final. You must pay. The deal is done. The buyer has been Koina the Chayfetz, and he's Mechayev now to pay the payment. However, a kesef ein koina is off, even though as long as he keeps the payment, he must deliver the goods. However, he can return the payment, and therefore, even though it's mechayev him, and he has to take a mishapara if he wants to be chayzer, but it's not koina, it hasn't been finalized. To understand this idea a little deeper, you have to understand what actually happens when there's a prepayment. When the payment is taking place, kinyan kesef, when the person paid the money and he hasn't yet delivered, he hasn't yet received the goods. Taisis, in the end of Hamafkid, in Daf Mem Gimel, he examines the question: what happens when two people made a deal of a sale? And the buyer paid, and he didn't receive the goods yet. Can the seller use the money or not? In other words, the deal hasn't been finalized, because, like we said, both along, according to Reish Lakish, for sure the deal hasn't been finalized, because the only Mashiach is kind of. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Mir Rabbanan, the deal has been finalized. So can he use the money? I got the money paid. It's true, I have to deliver the goods. Can I use the money already? And Tosfos brings a raya from the Gemara that he could use the money, according to Rabbi Yochanan. He could use the money. So Tosfos explains two reasons. In the second Teretz, Tosfos says that although the Chachamim voided the kinyan of Kesef, they only voided the kinyan Kesef as far as being koina the chayfetz. But as far as being kind of the money, they didn't void it. That means there's two halves. When we give the money, so the moicher is kind of the money, and the lekeach is kind of the chayfetz. So k'ilu, what they did was, they said the moicher is still kind of the money, however, the lekeach is not kind of the chayfetz. The Rosh comes to the same conclusion, here in our perek in Simeon Yitzayim, in the name of the Rif. He says it in a little of a different language. The Rosh says that even though the deal hasn't been finalized, however, it is clear that it's clear that the person who actually gave the money gave it for only for one reason. He gave the money because he wants the deal, and therefore he definitely wants the moicher to be able to be kinda the money, in order that he should keep up his side of the deal. So therefore, although the deal isn't final, But still the moicher will be kind of the money, because since the loikeach gave him the money, al das that it should be a deal. And he didn't give it to him just for a loan. He gave it because he wants the deal. Therefore, clearly, he wants him to be able to be kind of the money. So the Rosh and Tosfos say the same halacha, similarly but slightly different. Tosfos says that the reason he's kind of the money is because even though the Chachamim are mevatel the kinyan d'oraisa of kinyan kesef, they're only mevatel the fact that the deal is finalized. However, the fact that the merchant is carrying the kesef, they weren't mevatel. The Rosh says in the name of the Rif Haigoin, that since the reason the person gave the money is because he wants the deal to be finalized, therefore he definitely allowed the person to be done. Both the Rosh and Taisa say that this is only according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Reish Lakish, not. So, now there's a question that was being said over in the name of Chaim Brisker, which is as follows. How is it possible to say that the moicher is kind of the money, even though the deal is not final? It's clear that the only reason the person wasn't giving a present, the person was paying for a deal. If the only reason, he wants to pay if he's obligated to pay. If the deal hasn't been finalized, he's not yet obligated to pay. So how is it possible to say that the moicher could take the money and use the money? Rashi says later, it could be mekadesh isha with the money, the money's his totally, if the deal wasn't finalized. So to understand this idea of being kind of the money, of being able to say that this half of the deal was finalized, even though the deal wasn't finalized, we have to explain it the same way we explained before. That like we said, in every bilateral deal of Mechira, there's two halves. It's clear that each one is mechayev the other one. In other words, clearly, the person will only get the money if he delivers the goods. And clearly, the person will only get the goods if he pays the money. So therefore, each half, when the person receives the chepetz, when the lekeach receives the chepetz, it's not independent. He didn't just get a present. It didn't just become his. It became his contingent on the fact that he will pay. The same way, when the moicher gets the money, we didn't just get the money, it's a separate deal, two separate deals. One deal is that he has to deliver the goods, the second deal is that he gets money. No, he gets money contingent on the fact that he will deliver the goods. Each half of the deal is actually a contingent deal. And the moicher is getting money contingent on the fact that he'll deliver the goods. The lekeach is getting good, contingent on the fact that he's giving the money. So therefore, no matter what, no matter if we say that Meshicha is kindness, no matter if we say Moy is kindness, definitely one half of the deal will be Mechayev. In other words, when you took the money, when the Moshe took the money, for what did he take the money? He has to deliver the goods. However, if we say the deal isn't final, he has another option. What can be the option? He could break the deal. He could give the money back. And then he will no longer be obligated to deliver the goods. However, that doesn't change the fact that when he received the money, it wasn't just he received the money without it obligating him. Receiving the money obligated him. So Reb Chaim asked the question, how could it be that the moicher will be kind of the money, it will become his, he'll be able to use it, if the deal wasn't finalized? The Teretz is, it's true the deal wasn't finalized. However, the money was definitely given to him in order to obligate him to deliver the goods. So therefore, as long as he has the money, and he's planning on delivering, and he will still deliver the goods, so the money's his, and it obligates him to give the goods. So even though it's not final, and he can renege, however, the money's his because he didn't receive just plain money, he received money which is obligating him. The same way, the opposite. If we say that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the right said that Mashiach is not kind. So therefore, when the Lekeach makes the Mashiach, the deal's not final. he could still renege. However, inasmuch as he will keep the chafetz, he is definitely obligated to pay. So therefore, it's not, he didn't merely make a kinyan like a kinyan amatona or a kinyan amitziah, which is an independent mashicha, which he's kind of the chafetz on its own. He was only kind of the chafetz in a way which obligated him to pay the money. So there are two separate issues here. One issue is, what type of moyes or mashicha do we have? And we say the moyes or mashicha are not independent, they're not unilateral, they're bilateral. When the person makes a, pays the moyes, he's paying the moyes which is mechayev. When a person is moyshech lechayevitz, he's moyshech lechayevitz which obligates to pay. But there's a separate issue. Besides that, and that which everybody agrees to, there's a separate issue. Which one of these two parts of the deal finalized the deal? And that's the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says that the payment, that's what finalized the deal. And Rish Lakish says that it's the delivering of the goods, that's what finalized the deal. However, we can still accept the fact that after Rabbi Yochanan was moyer, that midrabanan, we need mishicha. However, the money belongs already to the moicher. Why? Because the money which was given as a payment, the moicher is kind of, even though he's only now obligated to deliver the goods. The truth is that even according to Reish Lakish, we should be able to say the same thing. That even though the Mashicha is what finalizes the deal, but still the Moicher should be able to be kind of the money because it was given for the deal, and it's Mechayev the deal. But the Rishonim bring a raya from the Gemara later on Daf Mem Ches that says when a person gives money for a deal, and it was money of Hegdish, so it says that the person who received the money is Ivran Me'ila, because he's coining the money. And the Gemara says clearly that that's according to Rabbi Yochanan and not according to Reish Lakish. So we see that only according to Rabbi Yochanan we say that the money, that the Moicher is coining the money, even though it doesn't finalize the deal. However, according to Reish Lakish, the Moicher is not coining it. Same thing that we said, Tosfos, who said that the Moicher can use the money, is only according to Rabbi Yochanan. And the Rush also, who says the Moicher can use the money, is only according to Rabbi Yochanan. However, even though we actually could say Misvara, that even according to Reish Lakish, the money was given for the deal. However, the Rishonim prove clearly from the Gemara that according to Reish Lakish, it's not true. And that has to be for a different reason. That according to Reish Lakish, he holds that it's true that money, Dmei Mekach, which is actually the money which is not just plain money. It's money which is paying for the deal that you would be kind of. However, Reish Lakish holds since midaraisa mashicha is kind of. So therefore, there is no mekach until I make a mashicha. So therefore, it's impossible to make a prepayment. Since the deal is finalized only through the mashicha, so if I would be able to give money now, if I would be able to pay in advance, in chanami, it would be kind of. But since there is, until you make a mashicha, there's actually no mechira, so there is no tmei mekach. So therefore, Reish Lakish has a different svara. Why we say that you're not kind of the mayas is only because we can't make this payment. But if you would actually be able to make a payment, it would be kind of. However, until there's actually the deal has been solidified by the fact that the person made a kinyan, there is no tmei mekach. Since there is no tmei mekach, he can't be kind of the mois. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, since mina raisa, the mois is kind of. So therefore, even though the rabbanon we say the mois doesn't finalize the deal, still the mois that he gave is mois kinyan, and he's able to use it for even though it's only obligating him to fill an inch, and it could still be chazan.